With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Fewer Americans are willing to relocate for a new job.
One reason is that in a good labor market, people might be finding good jobs closer to home. They don't have to go through the disruption of moving. But we also found that families are playing a bigger role. And if kids don't want to make a move, or if parents are worried about upending their children's lives, they'll often stay put.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. But first, here are some top stories. President Trump complained about the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes at a fundraiser on Long Island on Friday. The Wall Street Journal reports that the president is concerned recent rate increases will cool off economic growth. It's not the first time the president has raised questions about the Fed's plans to raise interest rates. August 20th marks the end of Greece's international financial bailout. But Wall Street Journal reporter Nektaria Stamouli says for many Greeks, it's not a cause for celebration.
The wages are very, very low. The pensions have been slashed 13 times already, and they're going to be slashed one more time next year. So the prevailing sentiment is pessimism and anger rather than a celebratory mood.
Greece's bailout totaled more than $330 billion in emergency loans from the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund. Strict austerity measures remain in effect. Pope Francis is vowing to improve the Catholic Church's efforts to protect children and punish those responsible for abuse, after a Pennsylvania report last week documented sexual abuse of over 1,000 children at the hands of more than 300 priests over some 70 years. In a letter on Monday, the Pope expressed shame and repentance over the charges, which he said were not handled in a timely manner. Some certified public accountants aren't happy about a move by their trade group to seek outside help to value complex assets. Growing demand for those services pushed the American Institute of CPAs to expand eligibility by opening its accredited business valuation, or ABV, credential to non-CPAs. But critics say the change was made behind closed doors. They also say it will make the credential less valuable and confuse businesses. PepsiCo is buying home carbonation company SodaStream for $3.2 billion as it seeks to expand its portfolio beyond sugary drinks. The move comes as consumers shift toward healthier drinks with fewer calories. SodaStream says its last quarter was its best, with revenue jumping 31% to more than $171 million. Still ahead, why fewer Americans are willing to move for work. New data shows fewer Americans are willing to relocate for a new job, as many as 10% fewer than in 2015. Joining us now in our studio with more on what's behind the trend is Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Lauren, how much have the numbers changed in the past, say, 10 or 20 years when it comes to people who are willing to move for a new job opportunity?
Well, the government has been tracking this on an annual basis since about 1999, and their numbers show that in the year 2000, 4.5 million people moved for new jobs or a job transfer. In 2017, the most recent year, it was about 3.5 million. Now, 2000 was right before, it was during a booming economy, but we're, you know, you could argue we're also in the midst of a booming economy right now. We've had a long time of a recovery, and yet it seems that people are staying put a lot more.
Are we seeing a difference in the demographics? Usually I think of younger single people as more willing to uproot because they don't have families. Are we seeing family dynamics, changing family dynamics playing into the trend?
Yeah, that seems to be a big part of it. I mean, there are many factors why people might not be moving. Some of them are positive. It could be that in a good labor market, they're actually finding good jobs close to home, so they don't need to go through the disruption of a move. But what we found, and I think this is really an indication of how American families are changing and how parents think of their children and their relationships with their children are changing, is that many people we spoke to were reluctant to move or had turned down lucrative job opportunities elsewhere because they didn't want to uproot their kids. It used to be, I think the pattern in the past was that families orbited around the adults in the family, and particularly the father and the father's career. Kids moved on a regular basis if that was where the father's career required. Now, parents are much more concerned about their kids. They don't want to disrupt their routines or their friendships. And in many cases, some research has found, parents are even asking for their kids' input before making any of these decisions. Another element is that there are more families where, in the event of a divorce or a separation, parents are sharing custody. That's really a big change. And it means that a parent who might have in the past not had residential time with their kids would be more reluctant to take a job somewhere else. So, you know, it's keeping both parents in one place at the same time because they have a shared custody arrangement.
And what did you find about opportunities at home? That's also a factor as well. People aren't having to move or uproot from the state they're living in to find the jobs they're looking for.
Well, we think that's a factor. But, you know, it is hard to prove why people are not moving. The census looks at people who do move and then asks them the reasons why they've chosen to move. So you're sort of missing a lot of the picture by the fact that we simply can't ask the theoretical question or the hypothetical question of why someone who didn't move chose not to do that. But it is true that in this kind of job market, there are probably more opportunities close to home, so people don't really have to move.
And we are hearing from employers, and the Wall Street Journal has been reporting this, about how the labor market is getting tighter. What are you hearing from employers, particularly on this trend? Are they having a tougher time recruiting top talent because people aren't willing to move as they once were?
We didn't hear that specifically from employers, but we do know that they are having a hard time filling open jobs. There are a historically high number of job openings. People are more satisfied in their jobs, so they're less likely to switch. You know, so there are a lot of reasons why companies are having a hard time filling openings. Another thing we heard from workers is that relocation packages have gotten skimpier. So, you know, as they're asking themselves, do they really want to take on the expense and disruption of a move for a job that really in this day and age, they don't know if it's going to last. Job security is not guaranteed anymore. You know, if they're not getting paid or if they're not being reimbursed for all of the expenses of a move, that's also a disincentive for them to take on those jobs.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber joining us in our studio to talk about new data showing Americans are less likely to relocate for a new job. Lauren, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.